1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden said today while he is relieved the federal budget crisis is over for now, there never should have been a crisis to resolve.
The truth is, we shouldn't be here in the first place. We shouldn't have gotten here in the first place. It's time to end governing by crisis and keep your word when you give it in the Congress.
A temporary spending bill was passed just hours before the midnight deadline and signed into law by the president. But three big issues have not been resolved.
Do we make deep spending cuts? Could there be reform on the border with immigration and aid to Ukraine?
Greg Valliere at AGF Investment says if those issues are not resolved, particularly funding for Ukraine, there could still be a shutdown when the current stopgap funding bill runs out November 17th. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Right-wing Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz tells CNN he'll force a vote to remove the leader of the House because of his support for the spending bill.
I do intend to file a motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
McCarthy was asked about Gaetz's plan by the moderator of CBS's Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan.
He says he's coming for you. Can you survive?
Yes, I'll survive.
More restrictive gun laws now in effect in Connecticut, says WFSB-TV's Aaliyah Redd.
Major changes include limit bulk purchasing to 3 handguns in a 3-day period, expansion to storage laws, and the ban of open carrying of firearms. Now, that means if you have a permit that you can still carry, but the firearm cannot be seen in public.
Gun rights advocates are suing the state over the law. They say it violates their Second Amendment rights. Former President Carter reached a major milestone today, says CBS's Mark Strassman.
Happy birthday to you.
They're celebrating a birthday in Tiny Plains, Georgia.
Grab a cupcake.
Jimmy Carter's birthplace 99 years ago today. When Carter entered hospice back in February, his family thought he had days to live. 7 months later, he's earned all this birthday fuss. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter will celebrate the day with family, fried chicken, and caramel cake, his favorite.
Federal student loan borrowers have to resume payments today. CNET's Nick Wolny says some may qualify for a new income-based repayment plan.
Previously, your maximum monthly payment would be calculated based on a percentage of your discretionary income. That used to be 10%, and now it is 5%. So effectively, your student loan payment is going to be cut in half.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We got to do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in a, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 85. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 59. High of 81 Tuesday under partly cloudy skies. 73 Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, May 4th. And we are live in Oshkosh at Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. A studio that is almost quite ready, but we're here anyway, broadcasting live. So a little bit of an echo in the studio. But Aaron Zommers, Kristen Lyerly, not nearly the echo from the last hour, now that we understand how microphones work in here. I trust, amazing. Aaron, things are sounding better.
Oh, yes, very much so.
and Kristen does as well. We both took care of our technical difficulties during the news break there, Kristen. How are you?
Technology. What are you going to do?
Nothing. You're just, you do trial and error. That's exactly what they do here. But again, lovely to be here in Oshkosh. We've talked a few times with Todd Alba and some of the other talk show hosts that when we get more of these Civic Media studios constructed, we're going to do a tour. And Lyerly, we're dragging you along with us. We're
yes.
You know, like a couple of days in Oshkosh, a couple of days in Green Bay, a couple of days in Wausau, you know, Wisconsin Rapids. We're just going to, and of course, Chippewa Falls, where I can say we're not on the air yet, but very, very soon. And again, much like some of these other studios, it's going to be in an old, old building that is being remodeled beautifully. And I can't wait to show you where we're at in downtown Chippewa Falls when we sign on in a couple of weeks.
I'm excited about the Oshkosh station because downtown Oshkosh, there are so many beautiful old buildings. I mean, Oshkosh mm-hmm. has a really storied history. So how neat that you found this space. And I was down by the Green Bay station the other day. That's really coming along. It's great to see the signage out there. It's really prominent. Very exciting.
It is. It's gorgeous. And as I mentioned last hour, there's a big Oshkosh Air Support sticker in the window. But there's also a little sticker there about this being a Main Street bounce back business. One of
yes.
those programs from Governor Evers where up to 10,000 businesses are getting $10,000 a piece to, but only if they're moving into or remodeling space in an otherwise vacant storefront, which is just what you want. You know, we don't need to send $3 billion to one company. And somebody figured it out. And now the legislature is going to go and cut it. But, you know, at least it got to do some good while Governor Evers was controlling those purse strings.
Yeah, this is an exciting time, I think, as we're watching what's happening with the budget process and seeing what the governor put out there and then what's happening with the legislature. And I mean, the way that they just right away took out 500 things that Wisconsinites care about, but just boom, gone.
Just gone. Yeah. And with saying, well, we don't even want to talk about it anymore. You know, it's just just like bullies. Let's see. I wanted to cover a couple of things with you. One is... And the court case begins today
on the 1849 abortion ban. After months of discussion and little movement in the courts, arguments begin in Dane County Circuit Court. We talked to Diane Welsh, attorney, the other day, who's the attorney for the interveners in the case, which include yourself. And so this has to feel like a bit of a landmark day for you.
It really does. It's not going to end here. It's likely not going to end here. This really is just where they address the motion to dismiss from DA Ermansky from Sheboygan County. But, you know, it's great to see some movement. We're all looking forward to some resolution here and an understanding of whether this law truly is enforceable. It's causing such a chilling effect across the state for doctors who are taking care of patients, midwives, nurse practitioners, PAs. I mean, healthcare providers don't know what to do. Patients don't know what kind of care that they can receive. So we really need clarity. And this is the first step toward that.
It truly is. And that really what this comes down to for folks that missed this when we talked to Diane Welsh is that we have been saying that the state is under the 1849 abortion ban, and that's not really technically the case. It's that we don't know where we are, and so providers, unfortunately, are defaulting or deferring to as if there were a ban because they don't want to be the, you know, the guinea pig for a court case. They don't want to be arrested and charged and whatnot. And that's why the attorney general is taking this case to court, which is to say, hey, courts, tell us, are we actually governed by the 1849 ban, or is a 1985 law